Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Thankful we'll be back. Thankful for all the prayers while we were out sick and all the things that folks brought to us and all the texts and emails, and really appreciate all the support. Thankful to be healthy again and to have made it through a crazy storm also. It was not fun to think, wow, shingles blow off. I'm going to be up there laid out on the roof. I couldn't fathom that, but everything, our back fence blew down. That's about it. Everything was fine. So thankful the Lord sustains and heals, and thankful for the prayers. I thought we could just do a public reading today from Psalm number 27. Really encouraging psalm in general, in context of, you know, current political noise. It's really good as well, thinking about enemies and adversaries and people who are after our lives, or and just in the context of all the noise that you're seeing in the news and on Facebook. It's just a good thing to meditate on, and it's far more applicable than just that, but since that's kind of what's going on, I'm seeing a lot of this is encouraging in that context. So we'll just read through before we open up for prayer. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh and my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me up, lift me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. And I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger, O you who have been my help. Cast me not off. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me upon a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Just want to read through that to meditate ahead of prayer. Just a few comments on this, how the psalmist sets this up. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. That word stronghold, a lot of times we hear in a negative context, you know, alcohol is a stronghold in that guy's life, or, you know, that sin is really a stronghold. But how cool would it be for someone to look at you and to say, the Lord is the stronghold of that guy's life. That guy is completely overtaken by the Lord's will. I just like the use of that word there. The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And then how he sets, the way he sets this up. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me. He didn't say against us. He's saying an army encamp against me personally. An entire army, an entire war rises against me personally. Yet I will be confident. And then what is he confident in? This is the main thing that kind of stuck out to me when reading through this is But one thing I have asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. He's not saying to get out of a precarious situation or to not have an army or a war after me. It's beyond that. It's to dwell in the house of the Lord, to behold his beauty, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. It's so far beyond just the temporal situation that he's in. It's actually on eternal things, and it's on the beauty of the Lord. And so that's something that I've had to do a lot, not just in the current political situation we're facing and hearing different things, but just in life, just with trials, different various trials you go through, being brought back to that confidence in where am I heading? Who am I looking to dwell with here? Lord, that's the end of the story. Regardless of the trial, to gaze upon his beauty, let that encourage me in whatever you're going through. So just a little something to meditate on ahead of prayer. And I encourage you to read through this some more and meditate on it. So Psalm 27, very encouraging psalm. In our time of prayer, some things we can remember is just this time this morning that we would be not only encouraged, but that we have the grace to apply what we learned to our lives, that we could truly worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. In our time of worship, specifically our time of singing and worship in that way, but also in our time of preaching and listening. That we can encourage one another after church, that we could avoid distractions. And so those are just some general housekeeping things we should be praying about, kind of centered on this morning in particular, not to waste the time that we're here. But anything else we can be praying about?
Gary and Lynn, prayer. His brother-in-law, sister-in-law, pretty much got some bad news about cancer yesterday. And they were there with us. And so they're Catholics. And they just need prayer for them, but prayer for themselves and how they can bring the gospel to them.
Okay.
Her name is Danette. It's her name.
Okay.
Man's sister or his brother's wife?
His brother's, Lynn's brother's
wife. Okay, so Lynn Gatch's brother's wife got some bad news about cancer. Pray for encouragement for them. Pray for grace for Gary and Lynn and how to kind of interact with them around that. Anyone else?
My wife sent the letter.
Okay.
Pray that God would be pleased to use his word. We were in Lafayette this weekend, and so we were able to preach again to Sharon's parents, as well as her sister and brother-in-law. So it was interesting. It went late into the night. So it was a lot of gospel preaching, and then, of course, there was some Protestant Catholic debate as well.
Okay. Keep that in prayer. Anyone else?
We find our computer that was stolen back in the back. So maybe sure.
And I found my car keys that I lost for a month.
Wow.
It's on the pocket in my duffel bag.
Wow. Praise reports. Huh? Yes. To find a good
for our church and this coming decision and direction and all that.
That's a good
country for the whole as well.
Yes. Direction for the church and still, you know, allegedly stolen computer. We don't see our desktop in the back there.
There's your song.
But prayers that we wouldn't be distracted by that fact during our service. Lord help us. Well, why don't we go to the Lord in prayer? I can open this up and feel free, listen, we have time to pray. Feel free to pray with me this morning and offer up Thanksgiving. If that's on your heart, pray for one another. Pray for these requests, whatever's on your heart. Anybody on Zoom have anything they wanted to add before we pray? Okay, and y'all on Zoom, feel free to jump in and pray as well. I'll open us up. Dear Lord, we're so thankful for your word. We're so thankful for your truth, Lord. Lord, the purity and the beauty of your word that encourages us, Father, that feeds us. We thank you for that this morning, Lord. We thank you that this is not just any book, Father, and this is not just self-help, Lord, but this is the living word, Lord, your living word that feeds us and speaks to us. Your Holy Spirit, Lord, resides upon your children, and and he speaks to us through this word, Father. We thank you for that, Father. Thank you for this psalm. Thank you for David's confidence, Father. Lord, as an example, Lord, that he wasn't just looking to get through the next thing in the temporal world, Father, but he was looking beyond that, Lord, looking to dwell with you, focused on your beauty, beholding your beauty, inquiring in your temple, Father, so far beyond getting out of the next bad situation, Lord, looking so far beyond, the election, Father, but Lord, help us to do that. Help us to look beyond the temporal, whatever trial we're going through, Lord, whether we feel we have control over it or not, to look beyond and to be satisfied and steadied by eternal truth. Lord, we just ask for your grace there. Lord, we lift up the requests that were brought before us this morning, Father. This family member, this loved one of the Gatches, Father, who just received bad news, Lord, we pray for grace. Lord, if your saving grace needs to be present there, Lord, we pray for it. We pray for Brother Gary and Miss Lynn interacting, Father, with them, and just give grace there, Father. We ask for your, Lord, your grace on Miss Becky, Lord, if she's not feeling well, to be with her. And Lord, we pray that you would plant a seed with Brother Tom and Miss Sharon's family, Lord, there in Lafayette, that you would allow what they shared and talked about, Lord, to really take root. Lord, bless that work as you've blessed their work previously, Lord, and Chad and Abby's life, Lord. Do that again, Lord, we ask. And encourage us again with that, Father, because you've done it before. Lord, we look to you with our church this morning and what we seek to do here and to learn more about you, to worship you, Father. We can't do that without your grace. We need your spirit. We need your encouragement, Father. And we ask that you would lead us in decisions, Father, and keep us from distraction this morning, Lord. We need your grace for that too, Lord. We're very needy people, Father. And we pray that your strength would be made perfect in our weakness, Lord. You would help us to see things and help us to make decisions, help us to solve problems, Father, and to do it in a way that's glorifying to you, Father. And all these things we ask in Jesus Christ's name.
Father, we do thank you and bless you this morning that you have given us a new day to live and move and have our being and worship you, glorify your great name, to spread your good news, Father, among those who dwell in the mortuary. We ask, Father, as we come into your presence, Father, that you would give us a thankful heart, you would give us praise and adoration toward you, that our existence is it's not about our existence, it's about you. You, wisdom, Father, and your great goodness and kindness have brought us into existence. Just the thought of that. The reason why we're here is because you thought of us, and you thought of creating us, and we're here because of that. And yet, even then, being brought into existence underneath your wrath, you interrupted that prescription, that death sentence that was surely to take us over the falls, and you've recreated us in the image of Christ. Father, we thank you, much like the psalmist many times gives us a little perspective through Israel's history, our own history, and understanding, Father, how you have delivered us from the pit, and have established our feet on a rock, Christ. Father, you've put a song in our hearts. We put sound teaching in our minds. You opened our eyes that we may see your glory. You have called us to be vessels of mercy. So we're asking, Father, that your Holy Spirit be given to us afresh this morning as we have him in our inheritance. And that you cause us to be born again. We need a fresh endowment of that, Father, of him. Causing us once again, Father, to be filled with the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit, have our minds set on the things of the Spirit. We ask, Father, that whatever else might be circling, swirling around us in culture, in our own lives, in our church life, whatever it might be, Father, our definition of who we are comes from you. We're in Christ. As such, Father, we have everlasting life. Thank you, Father, that you have given us that joy to be able to worship and serve you this morning. These prayer requests, Father, be mindful that these providences in our life, whether for good, bad, whatever it might be that we have identified them as, we are mindful, Lord, that they're there to cause us to endure, to cause us to run a better race. We know, Father, that you are Heavenly Father. Nothing touches us that doesn't come from your throne, that doesn't come with it. Pre-designed stamp, not just of approval, but stamp, Father, of good. Romans 8:28. It will work together for good. Whether it takes something out of our life or put something in it that we haven't seen before. But Father, you are in the business of transforming us into the image of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for that. That whatever else might be on our social calendar, that Father, that's at the top. To be conformed to the image of Christ today. More than we were yesterday. And we thank you for that. We know that your will. And we thank you that you have given us that to pray for. And to pray for that for one another. So while we might be praying for healing, or we might be praying for whatever it might be, even in our church service, Father, we're mindful, Lord, that the end game is to be more like Jesus Christ. Our faith to be strengthened. Father, that you would take away any discouragement from us, that you would help us, Father, like the builders building the wall in the book of Nehemiah, you take away those adversaries that wants to make us despondent and to not build. We would ask, Father, that you would give us that spring in our step, that hope in our hearts, that love for one another. And Father, that you would help us to be able to glorify and magnify your great name this morning, because of Christ, perfect and precious name. No.
Father, what a privilege it is to come before the throne of grace this morning. Be counted among your people, Lord. Worship our God. Worship your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, on whom we have been blessed. For our redemption has been secured by his blood and by his great sacrifice and by his offering, by his sinless life offering. His death and his resurrection, Father, gives us hope and gives us a promise to be found in him for all eternity. Lord, I pray that you would not only hear our prayers this morning, but calm our hearts before you this morning. Father, those things that we struggle with throughout the week, even our own sin, Lord, that would be subject to the work of Jesus Christ, which we meditate upon and we teach on this morning. For only the work that is done through our beloved Jesus Christ is what matters, is what gives us hope. Gives us confidence, Father, that your will is being done throughout the throughout all of our lives. We rest in your sovereignty, in your control of all things, Lord. And even in these things we lift up this morning, we pray with confidence that your hand is at work. We pray that we would rest in your goodwill towards your children. We pray for direction for our church, Lord. We plead that it would please you to bring us to a place that would meet our needs, be a place where we could go forth with your word, could go forth with your gospel message, go forth from, to grant us wisdom and direction in that situation, Lord. We also pray for our country and the direction thereof. Continue to ask your mercy, your long suffering upon this land, upon the wickedness that is rampant, Lord. We pray that you would show mercy a little longer, Lord. That you would hold back the tide of your coming judgment, Father, and show mercy in a revival in the hearts of the people. Speak forth the truth of your word, of your gospel, the only hope for mankind. Thank you for the forgiveness in Jesus Christ. Thank you for the offering, Father, that we might be found as without sin, of being cleansed by your beloved Son. Oh, Father, thank you that if this be our last days on earth, that we have a hope, Father, that endures through all things. A promise, Father. Oh, Lord, keep our eyes fixed on the prize. Your heavenly kingdom. Let this world fade from our vision, Lord. Let us keep our eyes fixed on eternal things. Lord, help us today to see your face, to hear your word. May you grant your Holy Spirit be present. May your name be glorified in our time today. Lift it up. Give us ears to hear your word today, Lord. Thank you, Father, for all that you've done on our behalf. Jesus Christ. Amen.
Lord, again, we ask that you lead and guide us this morning, Father. Go before us. Help us, Lord. Answer these requests, Father, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.